I kind of went down the route where I was like, okay, medication isn't the be all and end all for me. Neither is melatonin. So I got to a point where I was like, what other options are there? So Barry, what is VUVI?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the...
Sorry, what?
The Sorry What podcast with Tara...
and Barry. I love how we say each other's name. Also, you sounded low-key American then, but hey guys, what's up? We are so excited. If you've been following along on social media, which most of you guys do, I think, you would know that Barry and I have launched a business,
called?
A brand called VUVI. As you can see in front of us, we have got... I'm not gonna talk much about it. We've got everything, and if you're watching this, then... No, I mean, like, I'm not sorry. Like
this whole episode is about
VUVI, so it's a vibe. So if you are listening, you are actually technically getting a little bit of sneak peek because we're not actually talking about these or showing these until later in the week. Yeah, but if you're here, you're seeing it.
Tara's teasing everyone.
Barry's ruined my launch plan. He's like, Tara, we have to have them in the shot. And I'm like, whatever. We're here.
Whatever.
So guys, today we are going to be talking about VUVI, obviously because it's our baby, it's our love child, but... we've had lots of questions and it kind of just makes sense to jump on here and tell you guys a bit about it. And we know you guys are just as excited as we are. So this whole episode is about what it is, how we came up with the name, kind of like things we've learned along the way and just a little bit of the backstory. And then next week, we're going to get into the individual, I can't drop it too much, but individual products, and we're going to explain more about them. But this is all like behind the why. What? Yeah. Okay. So Barry, what is VUVI?
Well, as Tara said before, VUVI is the love child of Tara and Barry. We made it. Yep.
And what do we like?
Not in the conventional way of making a child, but just, yeah.
That's a later thing. But okay, so what's the vision for VUVI? Because like obviously, and this is like a little bit of like manifesting or like kind of putting it out into the universe, but like we didn't create this to be like a once off thing, yeah. Like a 2-year operation. Like we are in this for the long haul. This is our passion. This is something that we have put our heart and soul and bank accounts. But yeah, we have put so much into this and it's not something that we just want to be a one and done kind of thing. So what is the big vision, Barry, for VUVI?
Is to be a global leader in the health and supplement space for people with busy brains, leading with lived experience, Tara, positivity and true understanding.
Wow, crazy. It's almost like you read that off a piece of paper. No, well, I love that. But yeah, you couldn't have said it better. And I think we came up with that. That was like our vision statement. That was our big vision for VUVI. And I think it hits the nail on the head. Like at the end of the day, we really see that there is a gap where it comes to having options for people with busy brains to be able to manage their busy brain how they want to do it.
Yeah.
So we saw that gap and we were like, you know, we have got such an opportunity with the community that we have. And not only that, so many of our community were continuously, like when I started sharing my journey about medication and some of the challenges we faced, that was actually big time, like what inspired us to get where we were, because we were like, wow, it's so fascinating that like so many people are in the same boat, but there just isn't really that much, you know, out there. There are some brands and they do amazing things, but I think, you know, we wanted to serve our community, especially here in Australia. And yes, it will be available worldwide. But we wanted to create something that resonated with us and that spoke to us. So I guess the first thing before we get into all of that is we should probably tell you how we came up with the name VUVI.
VUVI.
VUVI, because I'm obsessed with it. Anyway, I've been literally dying to tell you guys that name for like how long? Like 8 months?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We've had the name for a while.
You created the socials for it like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You've been sitting on it.
And I've been trying not to follow the account because like if I follow some accounts, sometimes people see me follow them and then go and follow them.
Well, we started hinting towards it and people started following it and Tara's like, go away.
Yeah, I was like, remove. I was like, you can't be seeing this yet. But anyway, yeah, so a little bit of the backstory. We actually, we worked with a branding agency. So one of the things that was super important for us was in creating VUVI was to make sure it felt very high quality.
Yeah.
And it felt like, I guess like one thing we learned early in our business journey is like, you have to take your business seriously, otherwise no one else will. And I think like it's very easy to kind of not want to, or even just kind of like just, look, I think I'm beating around the bush right here, but I really wanted to put something out high quality.
Yeah.
And like we, like I said, put so much energy into this and so much financial stuff as well, because I really wanted it to be high quality. I wanted you guys to feel like once you received the product, it was high quality. You didn't feel like we'd done you dirty and gave you something like semi-par, basically. Yeah. So yeah, we worked with a branding agency and they helped us come up with the name, the packaging. And funny enough, like with the packaging, these cylinders were not what we had planned.
Yeah, Ty originally was like white and gradients and everything.
Tin.
And tin.
We were going to go with tin.
We went through everything. Tin. Mm, what else do we do?
Like the plastic bottles. The plastic normal bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we wanted that premium feel, we were like, how do we create a container that feels, and again, not just the premium feel, we wanted, because of ADHD, oh my God, I sound so ADHD right now. My brain's going a million miles an hour. But we wanted not only something to be high quality, but we also wanted it to be something that could live on your bench, because people with ADHD struggle with, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but the second I have vitamins or supplements or anything in the cupboard. Yeah. I am not going to see them. So in the design process of these, we were like, these absolutely have to be bright. They have to be bold. They have to be clear. Like you'll actually see when you receive these that on the morning ones, I'm going to a little bit of a hand.
Tara's trying to pick it up without showing like, the flavors or anything.
But on the morning ones, they have a little smiley, like a little sun with a smiley face on the top. And then in the evening ones, they have a little moon with stars. Moon.
I was going to lift it up, but
don't touch it.
The flavor's on top, so you can't see it.
So yeah, we really wanted to make it just a package that like felt pretty beautiful quality enough to sit on your bench and kind of remove that, I guess, issue of like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's the biggest like challenge we had with the branding and everything, was trying to make it colorful, nice, appealing, but not trying to make it childish.
And not make it like fluoro and tacky.
Yeah.
Like we went through a lot of designs, and yeah, like Barry said, initially I was like, I want like white and gradients, yeah, and like, cause that's very my vibe.
Didn't work.
And it just looked like, I don't know, did not work. And I feel like we might even be able to share some of those, but yeah, it didn't hit basically.
Well, I think it was funny. We got quite close with one of the guys, all of the whole team that worked with us for the branding, but I sent him a video the other day of like, was it clients changing their minds?
Yeah.
And he sent back like, and yeah, laughing literally, and everything like that. But we changed our minds quite a bit, because you had an image in your mind, like it was like whites, this aesthetic, like yeah,
premium. I didn't think feel. We were going to go color. Yeah, no, colorful not at all.
But then as soon as we started, we were like, looked at white, we're like, he's not white.
Well, because, and again, with the white, like I was thinking, because initially I was like, I want it to be able to be something that people want to have on their bench, like something that looks nice. But when it was white, it felt too clinical almost. Yeah. Like it gave that like, I don't know what the word, like, I don't know the proper term to describe it, but just, yeah, it felt very like, yeah, clinical, like a hospital vibe. And so I saw it and I was like, look, you guys actually hit the nail on the head with this.
But it's not what I want.
I'm not vibing it anymore. So thank you for showing me, but on to the next idea, please. On to the next one.
They're like, oh, okay, great. Here we go again.
So yeah, we went back to the drawing board and we were like, how do we incorporate color? And like, it was also really important for me to have like the flavor cues and again, the thing. So yeah, back to the tins as well. We went down the tin route and let's just say we got like probably like 5 or 10 different samples and they all arrived dinted.
Yeah, and we're like, no.
Dinted and slightly rusted, and we're like, well, that's not going to cut it.
And the more we learned about it, like powder forms and everything are quite perishable. They don't last very long unless they're sealed
moisture
away.
Moisture tight, yeah.
And moisture tight, which is what these are, but tins aren't.
Tins are not. So that went out the window. And then we're like, oh, what if we did like a custom design, like bottle type thing? And let's just say that was a whole nother level of expense that we did not have. So we stuck with the cylinders. They're robust. They hold their shape. They're durable. Like they're just...
And they look nice.
Obsessed. So yeah, very, very happy with how they turned out. But yeah.
That was about the name.
Yeah. So we came up with the name. So that's where, back to the name. I was like, what are we up to? Anyway. So yeah, we worked with the branding agency. Once we did the packaging and whatnot, we started talking about the name. And we were like, look, we really want something that merges vitamins and supplements with Busy Brain.
And the biggest thing that showed Busy Brain was?
The Zoomies.
Yeah.
So I was like, guys, like, people with ADHD, like, and we actually had a very viral video at the time that was me getting the Zoomies on the couch. And I was like, so many people in the ADHD space and the busy brain, like people who resonate with the term busy brain, they resonate with the word Zoomie and they say, oh, I get nighttime Zoomies or I get morning Zoomies or whatever it is. And I was like, wow, this is the thing. Like, we have to tap into this somehow. So we gave that brief to our branding agency and they came up with the term Voomie, and it was absolutely like, I remember sitting on the call.
Yeah, once we heard it, we were like, yep.
Yeah. They told us on the call and we were like, yeah, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
And we had to go through a whole thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
4 months and we got it, which was amazing.
Yeah. And look, to anyone out there starting a business, my biggest word of advice is get the name trademarked.
Yeah.
Before you pay for anything else or you get things made, because that's risque.
That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, so that was kind of something we went through. And then, yeah, I guess that kind of takes us into, like, why. Like, what's the story behind Voomie? And, like, I kind of touched on this a little bit last week about my journey with, like, medication and, like, how I then started managing my ADHD naturally. And I hinted at the fact that, you know, supplements, and this is, again, something that I've been trialing over the last year and testing and working with. And, yeah, it's been really eye-opening. But for the sake of this episode, if you're new and you're listening, I will go through it briefly again.
Very quick.
Very quickly. The bullet points. So when I was first diagnosed with ADHD, I was obviously given medication. I started medication. I very quickly built up a tolerance. I also started seeing some very negative side effects.
Sleep. Appetite.
Reduced appetite, anxiety, like different things like that. And I very quickly decided that, you know, regardless of what medication I was on, because I tried multiple, there wasn't one that kind of the positives outweighed the negatives for me. Initially, they did. The positives were great. But over a long period of time, the lack of sleep and the lack of appetite really caught up with me. And I did not notice that initially when I started taking the medication. But over, like I said, a long-term effect, it really caught up with me. And I was just like in this whirlwind.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with that is, like, you take the medication, then you have to take something to go to sleep, which then is prescribed.
So that's actually what happened. I took the meds and then I went to my psychiatrist and I was like, look, I'm not sleeping, blah blah blah. So he told me to go to the doctor. I ended up getting some melatonin, and I was taking melatonin, and then my doctor actually basically said to me, you know, melatonin is great for building a habit and helping you build it, but you can't, like, I don't want you to be on it long term. And he basically, like, explained that if you take it for too long, your body actually, like, kind of loses its natural ability to create melatonin and it relies on the supplement. So that, I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then it can also have, like, other hormonal effects, which is what he was explaining. So I kind of went down the route where I was like, okay, medication isn't the be all and end all for me. Neither is melatonin. So that is kind of like something I can only really use every now and then. I can't use it on a everyday kind of basis. So I got to a point where I was like, what other options are there? So then I remember even having the conversation with you, Baz. Like, we were just in the bedroom. I think I'd just finished having, like, my third meltdown for the day because I was so sleep deprived. And I remember kind of just saying, like, there's got to be something else out there. And I think I remember you and I kind of spent, I don't know if it was a weekend or like a week, but we spent a good while, like, kind of going from supplement store to supplement store. I was watching videos on, you know, social media. I was like, oh, look, Barry, this magnesium or this and L-theanine and L-tyrosine and all these different things. I was like, passion flower and ashwagandha and lion's mane. And I was showing you all these different ones. And I remember we were going from store to store to store and we were like, oh my goodness, like, if we were to buy all of these ingredients, $300-$400. Yeah. And I'm like, that's monthly, like $300 to $400 monthly. Plus, I don't know if any other ADHDer feels this, but I literally hate taking tablets. I will nearly cry.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's such a weird thing.
Massive gag reflex, and then it's like, yep, never having that again.
Do you know what though? I think it's more the capsules. Like, I can take
Yeah, the capsules, but there's also like, we got some magnesium glycinate tablets.
Oh yeah, and they were feral.
They were that big.
They're so big. Like, yeah.
Massive.
And they have tastes. Like the taste sometimes of like lavender.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we tried. Like, look, I'm telling you, we bought the $400 worth. I'm fine.
Yeah.
We bought the $400 worth because at that point I was desperate. But one, I didn't continue taking any of them because I hated the capsules. I hated the taste. I also found that they were kind of harsh on my gut, like my stomach. I remember I took one and I literally like vomited. I think it just made me feel really, really not well. So I was kind of like at an odds. I was like, what now? Like, what do we do? Because I can't afford $400 a month. Also, I can't afford $400 a month and not use them and have them sit in my cupboard. Again, I would also put them in my cupboard and forget that I even had them. I think they're probably still there, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't really take into consideration the fact that people with busy brains will have medication. They will have supplements and everything. And a lot of supplements add things in like vitamin C, which can't be absorbed. Is it can't be absorbed or stops the absorption of the medication?
I don't think it fully stops it, but it like reduces the impact of the medication. And yeah, that was something that I struggled with too, is that vitamin C is really, really beneficial for ADHD brains. But again, having your medication, like you said, like if which I still do take my medication every now and then when I absolutely need to. But I also need the supplements I need to take. Need to take that into consideration, and that wasn't being taken into consideration. Like there were drinks or different things kind of like on the market that I could take, but they had vitamin C in it, so I was like, oh well, it'll counteract my medication, like, or like reduce the impact. So that was definitely something to consider. So yeah, we kind of like had a bit of a conversation, and if you've seen the video, I proposed an idea to Barry and I thought it was an absolutely genius idea,
and I have to figure it out, which I did.
And I gave Barry, I said, look, this is my idea. I think it's great. I think based on the messages I was receiving at the time, I was like, I really think that there's a need for this. I think that a lot of people with busy brains are really needing different options. And again, I think the key here too is that like, obviously I'm fortunate enough to have a diagnosis. But yeah, like we really felt like people like getting a diagnosis is a privilege, which means having access to things that can help you manage your ADHD is also a privilege. So we really wanted to create something for people with busy brains that can, you know, help them and they can have access to, and it's natural and it's healthy and it's good for them, and kind of start this education as well around like different ways you can do outside of medication to manage your busy brain.
Yeah, I think there's so many people talking as well with the fact of people with busy brains have trouble regulating their nervous system.
Yeah.
And things like magnesium, passion flower, all that help you regulate your nervous system, especially going to bed, which is one of the biggest things that you had trouble with.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a conversation and we were like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's start this journey.
Or just create our own.
So I can guarantee you it was not smooth sailing from then. We had absolutely no idea what to do. Barry ended up finding a manufacturer. Like I said, we went to the branding agency and kind of like everything just started happening. But Barry definitely was the figure it out guy.
Happen, fall through.
Yeah. And there's definitely been a lot of lessons along the way. I think like from a business perspective, nothing happens quickly.
No.
But also you don't want it to happen quickly, because if it happens quickly, sometimes it's rushed.
You do. Sometimes you do, but then it is rushed and then yeah.
But yeah, you want to do it to a high quality.
So this brings us to our next thing, Titters. What is Vumi's mission?
Great question, Barry. I'd love to tell you. Vumi's mission is to really help everyday people learn how to manage their busy brains naturally. And we want to do that by providing them with everyday supplements that helps them support their brain, their mind, and their body in a way that works for them. And that brings us to our tagline, which
your day,
your way. We could not figure out what to create, like what tagline to come up with. I think initially we had one that was like, feel like you, which I also kind of like.
And I think both of them are our taglines. We keep them both.
There's also the other one, which is vitamins for the zoomies.
Yes.
That's also our tagline. And then I think on the box it says for when your brain gets the zoomies. So we've got lots of taglines and we're just rolling with that, because as ADHDs, we like to switch things out. So
yeah, and I think the biggest thing for you creating the tagline was what kind of embodies us.
Yeah, like what's, I think. And what's the feeling we want people to get from, like, yeah.
From Vumi.
From Vumi. What do we want them to get? What our
community wants to get.
And it was like, feel like you, because that's what we want. We want it to be able to help you be you, like be the best version of you. And also your day, your way. Another thing that was really, really important to us with Vumi was we wanted people to be able to have choice and have control over how they manage their busy brain. I think a really big thing was often you go in to get a diagnosis, you start, you know, going down that line and you get told you have to manage it this way. You have to do this. You should do that. You should do that. And I think sometimes we really forget that it's up to the individual and there is no right or wrong way of how you manage your busy brain. It is entirely up to you. So, Barry, this brings me to probably the more controversial part.
Controversial
part. So this brings me to the more controversial part, and I want to ask you and I want us to have a little bit of a conversation because it was quite shocking to me about, I guess, the supplement industry as a whole. Because I think one thing that Vumi also exists for and one thing that we had to be really, really intentional about was creating products that weren't just having all these whimsical claims about, you know, oh, they help with this or they can benefit this or these are the benefits of blah, 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 like XYZ, but actually really backing those claims almost. So one thing that really shocked me about the supplement industry was how many big brands actually sell and provide products that have the lowest quality of ingredients and very minimal dosages. And it shocks me so much because I feel like sometimes the consumer trusts these brands because they have so much trust built into them. But really, they're buying and spending their hard-earned cash on products that just aren't actually benefiting them.
I think the new way now with a lot of people with massive followings, they tend to lean towards quality over profit. I think the old kind of company or structure was profit, then quality. And I think the consumer is also getting a bit more
aware of what's going on. Yeah. I think we didn't really know what we were looking at back in the day, but with TikTok and social media, you're exactly right. The consumer is far more aware of what, like, the information is at our fingertips and we can really look into it. And I think that that is what we have built into Vumi. And one thing that we want to do is we want to equip consumers with the ability to understand the label, understand the difference between magnesium oxide, magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium threonate. We want to be able to equip them with what's what. And when someone makes a claim saying, oh, this is a magnesium drink or this is a magnesium supplement, to actually be able to look at the claim, the back of the label, and go, oh, that's not the correct dosage, or that's not the dosage that's actually going to benefit me as a female or as a male, or that is not the magnesium that is actually going to help me sleep or get restorative sleep or calm my nervous system. Because at the end of the day, it's actually quite shocking to me. And I think that was a big kind of like shock for me that there were so many businesses out there that really looked like they were really looking after their consumer. But at the end of the day, they were, yes, providing supplements that were cheaper, but cheaper comes at a cost.
Yeah.
And that was something that when we were sitting in the room with the manufacturer, they asked us multiple times. They said, what ingredients would you like? We were working with experts. We'd come up with our blends and our formulations. And we were posed with, I'm guessing, similar situations that these bigger companies are posed with. We were, hey, would you like to cut costs? And would you like to put magnesium citrate or magnesium oxide in to cut costs? And that will bring your unit cost down. And then you can sell it to the consumer for cheaper. And I was like, I mean, that's a nice idea, but does that mean it's not going to work? Yep, it's not going to work. And I said, okay, magnesium oxide, magnesium citrate, what does it do? They were like, well, one of them doesn't get absorbed and the other one you basically is a diuretic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, cool. So I'm going to be supplying my community with ingredients that are just subpar for profit. And that just did not sit right with us. And we were like, no. I would actually rather educate our consumer them look at the price and go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But then actually us be able to back it up and go, you know what? You can try it. try it. And I'm so confident in our product that we are actually supplying a product, both the morning and the evening drink, that is got quality ingredients. It's got adequate doses.
At affordable prices.
At affordable and competitive prices. Yes. That's the thing for me. And, you know, it's not, I mean, obviously every business is about profit to some degree because you have to make profit to be able to sustain and operate and grow and scale and create better products and all the things. You need that. But not to a point where you're basically robbing your customers and being sneaky and manipulative, and it's just not a vibe. So that was really, really shocking to me.
Yeah, I think massive too, the fact that these companies are coming out like us and like the other ones that I mentioned, it's going to put, you're going to have to, as an older company, either grow with or die in a way.
Yeah, and I at the end of the day, if people don't buy our brand, I mean, I know people will because it's bloody great and the reviews are going to speak for themselves. But if you were to come across Vumi and you were to learn about different types of magnesium and you were to learn about different ingredients and that was what you took away from it, I've done my job. Like, that to me is so powerful. Like, I just want people to be able to come to Vumi and feel empowered and feel like they can take managing their ADHD into their own hands. Like, they know XYZ. And I think another thing that was really, really important to us in formulating these formulations and the blends too was not just including everything because it's buzzwords. Because at the end of the day, I can go, oh, we've got L-tyrosine and L-theanine and da-da-da and like list all of these things and have like 30 things on the back of the label. But at the end of the day, when you include 30 things, none of them are at a high enough dosage to actually impact you.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to take them for like 20 years. Even then, I don't think it would work. So for us, we really like looked at the challenges associated with busy brains and we're like, okay, this is what we're tackling. Let's laser focus on ingredients. Yes, there may be six different ingredients that help with that one thing, but let's just pick the most potent one, or let's just pick the one that makes the most sense for this time of day and whatnot. Yeah. And that's what we did.
I think you can go out there and, as we said before, you can spend $300 on the six different ingredients and you have to take six different tablets and everything like that. And you probably, as a busy brain person, you will forget 95% of the time. So why not put it all in one little quick take drink and you can go on your way. They're not going to always be, as we said before, like you're going to have like 300 milligrams of every single one in there. But they're going to be...
But that's what a supplement's designed to do, right? A supplement isn't meant to be your entire daily intake of each supplement. It's meant to be a supplement. So that really ties into what we were saying before, where Vumi isn't just about providing supplements. We also want to provide education around diet and exercise and nutrition because that's the full piece of the puzzle. Like, that's all of it. And I think you also hit the nail on the head there when you were saying, like, having to take so many and you're going to forget, because that happens with other supplements too. Like, there are certain supplements that do have great ingredients in the blend. However, you have to take two in the morning, two in the midday. Like, I don't even remember to eat or drink half the time, like, let alone remember a tablet and then also remember a tablet that I don't want to take that has a yucky taste. Like, I just, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. And I think too, the ones where they are very high quality, they don't come in a nice little purple cylinder and come in a very
clinical
pharmaceutical bottle.
Yeah. And that was like one thing that we really wanted to disrupt in a way. Like, we were like, why do supplements have to feel like a gym supplement, a really clinical science-y with like a brain emoji on it?
That was one massive thing you said, is like, people that have busy brains, what do they want? They don't want to be like, here's medication, here's
for your
No, but here's like proper medication from a psychiatrist or whatever in a bottle. There's like your magnesium glycinate in a white thing as well that you hide in the cupboard and forget about. We want
bright, it to be colorful.
Bright, colorful. You not feel normal. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Like, normalizing taking supplements, normalizing managing your busy brain. It doesn't have to be this thing that feels weird and feels herbally and feels alternative. Like, it just gets to feel normal. It gets to feel like, oh my god, like you're making your juice in the morning. Like, that's as simple as it is. I mean, I used to go for a Diet Coke in the morning, right? You go for something else. Like, it just is as normal.
Yeah, don't recommend taking that with
Don't mix it with Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
No, but I'm saying like in exchange, like it's just as normal as that. Like going for your morning coffee, right? Like it's, you go for the same thing at nighttime, you know, going for the melatonin. Like it just feels normal. And I think that was really important for us. And it also being something that you actually want to take.
Yeah.
And that comes down to the flavor. We have worked so hard on these flavors. And look, I think, you know what? That actually also brings the last part of Vumi in, like, I guess the value for us that I really want to communicate to our audience, which is Vumi is not just about Barring Dye. Vumi is about our community, and Vumi is continually, I don't know how to phrase this, but Vumi, its position is that it will evolve. It is not going to remain the same and be ignorant to things as things grow and develop. If new science, if new research, if new clinical studies come out and there are certain ingredients or certain blends, or we are made aware of things, we will pivot. That is the heart of Vumi, is that we will continually strive to be better, do better for you.
I think listen to the community as well. What you guys want. So if you guys want pills, okay.
And we've said that from the start. We've said, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have the funds to necessarily
give everything,
offer everything at the very get-go, but we want to create formulations that can be taken in different formats. That's the end game for me. Like I want there to be certain morning supplements and evening supplements that you get to pick how you want to take it, and that you still receive the benefits.
Your day your way,
baby. Okay, Barry, so we have briefly touched on this early on, but what are the two types, don't go into the names, but what are the two types of the products that we're offering?
Oh, not the,
so just the types.
Types. There's a morning.
Yes.
And an evening, which you've said.
So yeah, we're offering two supplements. We're two supplements with two flavors.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into. I'm not going to spill the tea too much. That's going to be next week. I can
say the good thing about the morning one is it's not just your average kind of gives you energy and that's all the things. It's tailored towards someone with a busy brain.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And you'll notice that is that, yeah, we'll go into the ingredients on the next episode after this next week. But yeah, the morning one, it's for focus, it's for energy, but it's also calming because like sometimes we actually need that calming effect during the day, not sleepy, but calming, like regulated. So it has a lot of benefits like that. And then the evening one, oh my God, chef's kiss. I'm just going to say, if you get the tingle, it's a good tingle.
Call it the tea dizzle tingle.
The tea dizzle tingle.
Jesus.
The Vumi tingle.
The Vumi tingle. The Vumi
tingle. All right, Baz, last question. What are you most excited about for Vumi?
Just seeing where we're going to go. The growth, the communities, the people's lives that we touch.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing for me.
I agree. I think for me, it's building a community and being able to give, like we said before, being able to give people choice and control. And feeling like they get to, you know, live their day their way. Feel the best, feel like their best version and become little Vumi humans. anyway, guys.
You're going to be little Vumi babies out there.
Anyway, keep an eye on social media. We have got all of the teasers coming, not just teasers. We are absolutely revealing all this week. We're talking about everything from the mornings to the evenings, what they are, what the flavors are, we're revealing all. So keep an eye out. And then the launch date will also be being released this week. So stay tuned and check out the description below for any links. If you do want to be on the wait list, I would 100% recommend jumping on there. But that is it from us. Thank you so much for all your support. We would not be where we are today without you all. And please give us 5 stars and Vumi 5 stars when it's open. And a follow. All right. Love you all. Bye.